So, as mentioned, I mean, technological advances have made it easier to get information about a job applicants, excuse me, those that you want to promote in the employment context, and you can get it fast, easy. You know, a couple clicks of a mouse, a swipe of your smartphone. You could probably go on right now, any one of you with a smartphone, probably find out about the person next to you more than you ever wanted to know. Think about the fact that, you know, with every bit of the technological advance, employers are monitoring you right now. I guarantee you that most of you who work for a decent-sized company probably have monitoring apps on your phone right now. You may or may not know about it. There are employers that have GPS technology in cars that you may use for work. I mean, the point is, the monitoring that employers will use is at a different level right now. And the question is, well, how is that regulated? We'll talk about that. The problem is, with more access becomes a greater risk for liability and misuse, both by employers as well as by employees. So we have to think about what are the rules, and those are the things that we'll talk about today. So many of you may know the Fair Credit Reporting Act is the federal law that governs the practices of companies that go and seek consumer reports, or what most of you consider a background check. They also regulate the users of those reports, and the companies that aggregate that information are consumer reporting agencies, or CRAs. A CRA entity is any entity that assembles and evaluates information about individuals for the purposes of selling that consumer report to a third party. Most of you may know that already, especially HR professionals. The problem is those definitions have changed dramatically over the last couple of years and are continuing to grow as technology grows. And as mentioned, the Federal Trade Commission is the primary federal agency that enforces the Fair Credit Reporting Act. However, many states, California, Washington, and others, have their own state equivalent of the FCRA. Some of that's discussed in the paper. For time purposes, we can't go into all that today. But know that there's a good deal of overlap between both federal and state enforcement.